You know, this fall weather, though it's not fall, the cool mornings and the cool evenings and the rain we had yesterday in town, the smells that it produces, the fact that we're bringing stuff in from the garden now, and then Annie strangely made pumpkin pancakes, and my coffee this morning had a taste of cinnamon in it. It feels like fall, and because it feels like fall, I'm getting excited for football season, because that is really, we should rename fall to be just football season. Spring training, the teams are in spring training right now, and as a Vikings fan, this is the best time of year because they haven't lost yet, and my hope is just rising. I get encouraged. I just, there's a lot of hope. I could, what the Gospels and what the Scriptures might say is I'm gaining in heart. My heart is gaining, and it's growing big with anticipation of the promise of a new season, new quarterback, new all this stuff. But I also know that as a Vikings fan, that some point in the season, I will terribly, terribly come down. And I will lose every bit of heart that I have gained. Last year proved that with an exclamation point above and beyond all things. We know that at some point we are going to be crushed. We will lose heart. In this letter to the Ephesians that Paul writes to this church in Ephesians, just before this passage we have this morning, Paul tells the Ephesians that I pray you do not lose heart. And then after he says that, he goes into what we have here now. And I don't know if you noticed, but this passage that we have from Ephesians is a prayer. It's Paul's prayer for this church in Ephesus, because he is afraid that they are going to lose heart. See, Paul, he was their pastor for 3 years, the Apostle Paul. Imagine that, as having the Apostle Paul as your pastor, not just for a visiting day, but for 3 years. By all accounts, he stayed in Ephesus longer than he stayed anywhere else. This small church had the Apostle Paul as their pastor for 3 years. But now he's gone. And not only is he gone from them, but he finds himself in prison. And this letter comes to them from prison. And because of this, he's afraid that they're going to start losing heart. Because the Ephesians also have all sorts of other stuff going on. Their town, their city has a bunch of a Jewish population there. And the Jewish people are persecuting those who are following Jesus. Not only that, but we discovered this a little bit last week too, that the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians have a little bit of an argument going on about circumcision and about those kind of things. The world around them is basically riding against them too. The world doesn't like Christians, and the Ephesians are finding these things out, and all these things are coming to them as they have new faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm guessing that at some point they thought, when they came to faith in Jesus, that they thought all of a sudden that everything's going to be better, that life will go better. And certainly to a degree that is, but they're finding that that's not necessarily the case. Because if Paul can be in prison, what can happen to me? And maybe even they're hearing word about the other apostles, about how Peter and James and maybe Stephen before that, and all these other great pillars of the faith are being martyred and killed for their belief. And maybe they're wondering, well, what's next for me? And so they are losing heart. They're getting discouraged. And maybe these things are causing them to even wonder, well, where is the Lord Jesus, whom we believe in now, when all this is going on? Maybe you find yourself in a season where you're losing heart. Maybe your health is failing. You're just getting older. Things aren't working quite the way they should be, or you've had a bad diagnosis. You might find yourself losing heart. I think back to our seminar on Alzheimer's this past Tuesday. 35 people came, and there were people there that talked about how they themselves are suffering with dementia. That, to me, would be something that would really cause me to lose heart. Or maybe you have family members moving away, and or just people moving away in general. I think of our graduates. I don't want to see Michaela go, and I don't want to see Sydney go next year either. That makes me lose heart. It's discouraging to see people who are good members of our families, our churches, just moving away. You lose heart from that. It's discouraging. Or maybe you've looked around your church this summer and you thought, wow, we're kind of getting small. It causes me to lose heart. And of course, there are friends who pass away. Maybe they suffered long in the end of their life and now they're gone. Or maybe you know, or you or yourself are dealing with depression and mental health issues. You have fears, you have doubts caused by things going on in your life, the world, financial things, whatever. All these things can cause us to lose heart as we wonder about where the Lord is in all my pain, all my suffering, all my fears. And as we lose heart, we naturally look then for something to strengthen us for the days ahead. As a Vikings fan, there's always next season. But for us, I think with our sinful nature especially, we often will look to ourselves for our own strength. We'll muster up our own strength. We'll say, I'm going to battle this. I'm going to get through it. And we fight, and it maybe works for a time. Maybe we do get through that one thing. But eventually, mustering up our own strength just wears us down. I know more than a few people who said, I'm done with the Vikings after last year. And I don't blame them. Mustering up our own strength works for a time, but eventually it exhausts us. It leaves our heart heavier than maybe it was to begin with. Are you losing heart? And so we have Saint Paul, Pastor Paul, sending this prayer via letter to his church in Ephesus. And in this, and through this prayer, he points them to a strength that comes from above, a strength that comes straight from the Lord God. And that strength then is to become their own internal strength through God's working. We see this in verse 16. I pray that according to the riches of God's glory, He may grant you that you be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit. He's not saying, I pray that you find strength within yourself and you can really, you know, put on the right color wristband and really get going and fight through this. No, he's praying that the Spirit of God would give you power. We do not have to depend on our own strength when we lose heart. God's power is at work in you through the Holy Spirit. We see this in verse 20. As he gives a benediction, a doxology to this prayer. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. God's power at work within you through his Spirit, that's going to accomplish far more, abundantly far more than you can possibly imagine. What a prayer. What a God that we have at work in us through His Spirit. Through faith, Paul says, Jesus Christ himself dwells within you. I was thinking about that this morning. How oftentimes as Christians our faith ends with Jesus dying on the cross for us, being raised to life for us. We understand, yes, I have forgiveness through Jesus Christ. But God does not leave us there with just that. No, Jesus ascended into heaven. And then he sent his Spirit to dwell in you. And through his Spirit, Christ himself dwells in you for all the days ahead. Days where you are gaining heart, days where you are losing heart. Through Jesus who dwells in you through faith, you are rooted and grounded in his love for you. That is your foundation. And it will not be shaken. And how great is this love for you? Paul tells the Ephesians, he tells us that it is so great that it surpasses all human understanding. He prays that the Ephesians might have the ability to understand this, but he knows they can't. This power of God, it's so deep, it's so long, it's so rich, it's so wide, it's so high. You cannot measure it. It surpasses all human understanding. So with Paul, we pray for ourselves. We receive the prayers that we will not lose heart in whatever we go through, but that our faith would remain steadfast, founded and grounded in the love of Jesus Christ who dwells within you. Let us pray. Gracious and most holy Father, we give you thanks that you do, in fact, dwell in us through your Spirit and through Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, at all times to trust in you, to know that you are at work in ways in us that we cannot possibly imagine. Give us strength for the days ahead. Help us not to lose heart, but to have faith in you. We pray this in your name. Amen.